Philadelphia is busily preparing for the 50,000 visitors expected during the Democratic National Convention. WHYY's Marielle Segarra has more.
In a warehouse near Philadelphia International Airport, Matt Tomesco has spent every waking moment of the last few weeks painting.
A 12-hour day is a short day, and I don't even really sit down for even 10 minutes to take a break. I just have been moving and making this thing.
Tomesco is heading up a group of artists on a project the city is unveiling for the Democratic National Convention. It's a stretch of multicolored stripes painted on vinyl in shades of blue, pink, orange, green, and purple, and then laid down along a sidewalk median on Broad Street between South Philadelphia and City Hall.
Each stripe is an opportunity for the painter to sort of express themselves and do something really exciting. It's color, but it's also a lot of movement and energy.
Wearing a paint-splattered t-shirt and shorts, Tomesco imagines all the people who are going to see the median during the convention and after.
I want somebody who's just walking by and just says, hey, cool, like, you know, there's color on the street. And then I want people who, if they're interested, can spend time with it and be fascinated by it, like all the way down to the final details.
The project is supported by the city's mural arts program and funded through the Knight Foundation. And it's part of Philadelphia's plan to spruce itself up, leading to the DNC. While Tomesco is laying paint down, in other parts of Philly, city workers are erasing it. In a parking lot on Washington Avenue, men in yellow vests power wash graffiti from white walls.
We're cleaning the major arteries, right, so the people, when they come into the city, that they could see that the city is clean and free of graffiti.
Edward Guzak is the deputy director for an anti-graffiti program run by the city. He's been with the team for 20 years. He started as a laborer and worked his way up. Guzak was born on this street in a gray house where his grandmother used to scrub the steps clean. Standing next to him, crew member Maynard Saab says the team's work never ends.
Once we do the same, 2 or 3 days, they might re-hit it again. You know, so that's it's an ongoing process.
Later that afternoon, on the other side of the city, a couple workers plant red, white, and blue flowers along Ben Franklin Parkway.
All the way from 16th Street up to 18th Street. And we've got about 6,700 plants.
Joshua Bell, a manager for Philadelphia Parks and Recreation, is holding pots of white flowers. It's hot, he's wearing a long-sleeved shirt and pants, and he's been here since 7 a.m.
We wanted it to look nice for the DNC.
He's already seeing his work pay off.
A lot of people, even just today, passing by, had said, ooh, beautiful flowers. You know, some people are like, oh, you can do my house next, you know, that type of thing.
The city sees the DNC as an opportunity. Brian Abernathy is Philadelphia's first deputy managing director.
We want to make sure that our streets are clean, that our potholes are filled, that our planters have flowers in them, and that we show our national and international visitors what a great city Philadelphia is.
The city itself is spending about $190,000 on beautification efforts. The host committee is spending about the same, and private donors are funding even more. Jen Nagel works for the Independence Visitor Center Corporation, and she's helping the host committee clean up Philadelphia before the convention. Nagel says the city's come a long way since it hosted the Republican National Convention in 2000. Since then, it's sprouted pop-up beer gardens, waterfront trails, new restaurants. So the approach is to play that stuff up.
So it hasn't been all about needing to fix things. It's been more, how can we really showcase what we've done these past 16 years.
Now they just need the delegates to go out and explore the city. Marielle Segarra, WHYY.